We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sean Salisbury, nice enough, the king of Houston sports talk, and does an awful lot of leaning into the Bay Area. He leans into the Bay Area to join us here. No Matt Kolsky this afternoon. Our friend John Dickinson riding along with us. Got Ray, and we got Sean Salisbury. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. Good to be on with you guys today, as always. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It feels like a whole different ball of wax for the San Francisco 49ers going into Philadelphia, a much better team, I think, on paper. And, you know, just when you think about them, then the Detroit Lions, and they had a rousing week one win behind Jalen Hurts. And more bad news for the 49ers with Dre Greenlaw. He has got a groin that's going to cost him 4 to 6 weeks. This team, before it even reached the coin toss of week two, has lost its starting running back, a starting cornerback, and a starting linebacker for, well, the other two are for the full season. Dre Greenlaw for maybe a month and a half. That's not a good way to get going. And already the Bay Area, Sean's got a little helter-skelter because we just went through this an awful lot last year.
Yeah, gun-shy, right? I don't blame him. And every time I see something like that, I'm like, it's cringeworthy. And you know, listen, and it's the cliche as well, next man up, right? Well, we know that doesn't always work. And this is where great coaching, scheming, and we're superstars. You still got Fred, and you still got Bosa, and you still got Kittle, and you got Jimmy. Listen, depth becomes a problem. And those guys, when people say, oh, we'll get on the waiver wire, those guys, they're on the waiver wire for a reason, because somebody else didn't want them. I'm not saying they're not good football players, so yeah, it's going to happen. Unfortunately for the 49ers now, they're looking around saying, is this ever going to end? You know who they are right now, guys, is we think about how the Chargers have had to go through this. It seemed like for two or three, four straight years, every time before the season started, and then San Francisco got a taste of it. Listen, this is one of those, it's a brutal division. The NFL's brutal. As long as you got an edge rusher who can wear people out, an offensive line who can protect it, the quarterbacks who can deliver it, you at least got a chance. And they got more than that. I still love their roster, but you're right. Depth becomes a problem. And while the next man up is a cliche, it's a fact. And you have to survive it. The running game, we're fortunate, and this city's fortunate, meaning San Francisco, to have a coach and a group that knows how to teach it, where if you move a pile, their scheme alone gives guys a chance. Now you got to continue to be efficient in the passing game. So every time I see it, it drives me crazy, as if the 49ers haven't had to deal with it enough, and in a division that's even tougher this year than it was last year, all of them got better. I'm anxious to see, but they're going to play a Philadelphia team, guys, that 3 weeks ago we were like, okay, are they picking in the first three picks of the draft? And now you got a quarterback who can create some problems because he knows how to extend plays. So this isn't a bye week for the 49ers. This is one where if they take away the quarterback, they're going to win the game. But you better not let him get started, and you better not give them short fields, or it'll be a game that 4 months ago or 3 months ago or a month ago we would not have expected it to be.
In those terms, then, and throwing out the possibility that Philadelphia just got fed on a bad Atlanta team, when you look at what they do offensively, how much for this week alone do the 49ers end up missing Dre Greenlaw? And the reason why I ask that is because Hurts is a guy who can go outside, puts pressure on linebackers.
Yep. Ray, I think it's a great question, and you are right. I think Atlanta's putrid. I do. Their red zone offense. Atlanta opens up a door and says, you know what, we don't want to score in the red zone. We'll just kick field goals so you can get the ball back. Greenlaw. And when you put pressure on the edge and linebackers and guys in space, it becomes a problem. And I guess the best way I can answer that is they'll be challenged in the way you scheme him. But when I look at that roster, guys, just the offensive side of it for Philadelphia, this is a game that you have to do everything you can to make him one-dimensional, the quarterback. My approach this week, if I'm playing Philadelphia and knowing that I do not want to deal with this kid in space, I don't want to give him a two-way go, and we are down – you know, linebacker, and we're down the situation when we're depth wise, we have to bring somebody up and get them there, and they got to learn this and deal with a guy in space. I got one goal this week offensively, and it's not, we got to stop the run for the whole team. That's what every defensive coordinator tells you and head coach is. Jalen Hurts gets to do one thing this week, and hopefully we'll get pressure on him with that too. If you're 49ers, is that he's going to prove to me that if he can throw it 35 or 40 times from the gun or under center, from the pocket in between the tackles, and you beat us, then I'll tip my hat to you and we'll go regroup. There is no way on God's green earth, because we still wonder if he can do that from the pocket, but you can't. It's like when Lamar's playing or Russ is playing. Now, Russ is more advanced in throwing than those other two guys, or even the guys like Herbert and Allen. But Hurts is still in the infancy of this with a new system and a new coach. There's no way he gets the edge. It's almost a passive-aggressive approach defensively when he's running this RPO and bootleg and getting him outside. You have got to make sure you got discipline. And I know it sounds so easy, but you got to have lane discipline, and you can't be a hero. People get a hero. Oh, I'm going to chase him down. He makes one guy miss, and boom, he's on the edge. You have got to make sure that if he's getting outside, the only outside he's getting is to the sideline. Other than that, he's got to be forced inside. It's a simple game plan. Now, tougher to execute is it Jalen Hurts, and I can make him one-dimensional. I can do that as a defense. Now you got to take your shots and hope that, well, we're better than them with our guys than they are with their receivers and him beating us from the pocket. I don't think over the course of 35 or 40 throws against that team, because you will move the football on him as well. This team is better than Atlanta, meaning the 49ers. I think if Jalen Hurts beats me throwing it that much, then I got to go back to the drawing board. I don't think he can, and I think he's a hell of a player. I think it's too early in his career for him to be able to just sit back there and throw it. And they'll have some people in his face. You cannot let him be a two-way go guy. If you do, this game's going to be closer than we think, Ray.
Sean, on the other side of the ball, the 49ers last season had a tough time blocking Philly. Philly's defensive line really put their imprint on the game. The 49ers offensive line played much better against Detroit in week one than they fared last season, really overall. A lot of the same guys with Philly. What did you make of the 49ers offensive line in week one and the Eagles' ability to wreak havoc up front?
I think that this is a fun matchup, and one that if Philadelphia, and we know they're going to emphasize this, but here's the problem they face now. If you're going to wreak havoc up front in the pass game, then you also better make sure that you're not trying to be sack happy, because the ball came out pretty quick for Jimmy last week. And even though the depth at running back for the 49ers, they're still going to run it, guys. Certain guys are going to do things no matter what you tell them. And I'm keeping an eye on the 49ers attempts. I don't want to see on a regular basis, and this can go for most teams, but teams that can't run it as efficiently as they do are committed to it. Maybe that's it. Stay committed. If you see 2-3 and outs or a couple 3-yard gain, 4-yard gain, 3-yard gain, you don't want to crap can the run game, because and Kyle won't, because that's what they do. Plus, you make those guys, they don't get to tee off and get in a track stance, and they'll rush the passer. But I liked what the 49ers did up front last week. I think they're far better and farther along than they were at this stage last year and maybe throughout the season up front. And now you got to deal with the Swiss Army knife of the movement and the different formations and multiple offensive looks you're going to see from the 49ers. You bring in Lance for a series. You have Debo who's moving and jet sweeps. And with jet sweep problems and a guy like that getting on the edge, and he was really good in the passing game last week, is you extend your defense. And when you extend your defense, you're playing into the 49ers' hands in the run game, because now they can, boom, hit the inside zone, the cutback zone, which 49ers and Shanahan and the Broncos have been famous for. So as long as Jimmy is throwing the ball in rhythm and out on time, and they stay in it and they don't, you know, they don't get away from doing what they do, and the attempts are in the 20s. 24, 28, 26, you know, 30 attempts or less, they'll be right in rhythm. So I still like the 49ers up front. I think they're going to be fine, and I think this game sets up pretty well for them, because if you extend your defense to take away the edge, not from the quarterback when Jimmy's in, but for the run game, how they can expand it, cutback lanes should be there, and you can use an over-aggressive defense against themselves if you're doing it the right way. I would expect some good inside zone and cutback this week.
Our friend Sean Salisbury talking a little football with us here on 95.7 The Game. So mobile quarterbacks have been kryptonite for the 49ers through several years and several coaches and several different looks. I mean, it just, this team has always had trouble with mobile quarterbacks. For the first time ever, they have a mobile quarterback on their roster, giving them scout team looks. And D'Amico Ryans was talking about how helpful Trey Lance has been on a scout team. Do you think that this is the week where Trey Lance in practice helps the Niners maybe even more than he is in a game?
No question. Dane, that's such an underrated point, and that we don't, that you rarely see on, you listen on television, you don't hear it on radio, and you guys, and it doesn't shock me that you ask the question because you guys get it, is when you see that, and it's hard, when I was in Minnesota, we played Barry Sanders twice a year. You guys already know that that'll give you nightmares, right? And our defense was good, but he'd teach you to tackle air. And you know what the hardest thing for us to do is try to find somebody, and we had great players, is try to find somebody who could simulate him on the practice field. And we would, and Denny Green, we would do it. We literally, Paul Palmer, you remember the Paul from Alabama, the versatile running back? We'd put guys like a guy who could do both, and we'd say, run around in the backfield, lose yardage, go back 10 yards, come back. And they'd make our defense chase him around in like 11-on-11. That's how we did it. But still, it's Barry Sanders. Now, this one, the scout team, and I can remember as a quarterback because I played the scout team, like when we'd play Miami. Now, I'm no Dan Marino, but they'd set back and we'd rip it. We'd be throwing and playing quick and getting in the gun and throwing quick slants and doing all those things to try and give them the best look you can. I ain't simulating Marino, and we weren't simulating Barry Sanders, so it was difficult. In this case, you got a body who can rip it. You got a guy who can throw it, and you've got to do everything you can to leave those drills live until you reach the quarterback, so it looks like what you're going to see, because Hurts is good at it. Jalen Hurts is getting better as a thrower. I don't think he's a better thrower than Trey Lance, but I do think right now with the accuracy, he's probably a little better. But this is, I'm telling you, this is paramount during the week that you run what they do. And I wouldn't, a lot of times coaches will show the cards and tell the quarterback where to throw it or what to do when you're in the open field. Here, go here. If they're smart this week, the scout team, they don't tell the defense, they don't show the defense what the play is of the formation. Make them adjust on the fly, because that's exactly what you're going to get for Hurts. So as close as you can, a lot of times teams don't have the necessary personnel to do that. The 49ers do, and that's about as underrated a topic you'll see on television or radio the entire week, and I couldn't agree with you more.
How do you feel about USC in the last 2 days?
Right move. Love Clay Helton. I do, but it had to happen. They get a head start on the coaching search. This was not a knee-jerk decision. This is one, I know COVID got in the way of this stuff last year. If he'd have came out smoking, he wouldn't have got fired. But they came out sluggish, got physically pushed around, all those things. It had to happen. And when people say the timing's odd, no, the timing's not. The timing was a little late, to be honest with you. And we got to get out of the mode as Trojans and our pride and our ego. I come from an arrogant university. I mean, we got to do things like they did when John McKay. Well, I got to tell you what they got to do. Quit recruiting. Nobody cares. Damon, you and I talked about this. Nobody cares about student body right that's 17 years old. They don't even know about it. They know Oregon's uniforms. They know Nick Saban's winning championships, and that Bryce Young, after one game, had $1 million worth of UIL, or NIL, name, image, and likeness. Okay, so they want to know, can you win? I don't care about 1980. I don't care about John Robinson. I'm talking about they don't. They don't even know who that is. They don't even know who Matt Leinart's championship is. They want to know, well, am I going to be on TV and can I play on Sundays? And so we got to get out of this. That's the SC way. Well, the SC way gets us to the Sun Bowl in El Paso at 8-3 or 9-3. So we're not that bad. You get my point. I'm frustrated because we got to get out of, let us old school guys over a beer reminisce about history. Right now, a 17-year-old at Mater Dei, we lost four of the best quarterbacks in the last 3 or 4 years to Ole Miss, to Alabama, to Ohio State, all within what? All within 80 yards? I mean, 80 miles of campus? So we got to find a guy that matches the energy, that understands the way these players and 17 and 18-year-old kids think, that, and our alumni's got to understand that we, the old way, running student body right 40 times and being that way doesn't work. Neither does lining up and running finesse all the time. Got to find the mix, and you better find a coach who gets it. Learn the history once they're there. Give me a guy who you can relate to while he's there, and that will keep recruits at home. If we don't keep him at home, we will continue to flounder around and get beat by our rivals like UCLA and Notre Dame.
Okay. Who's the coach you would like to see there, and who's the coach that you're probably going to see there?
That's a hell of a – I honestly, Ray, I kept me up a little bit at night. I've been writing notes like I'm the AD going to get, and I'm hiring, and I'm not. I'm not even sure who the body is that's going to get hired. I believe it will be. I don't believe it'll be a. Although I'd love to see Jack Del Rio, because Jack knows toughness. He's learned some lessons as being a head coach. Trojan Land loves him. He's got a good defense, and he was the highest recruited linebacker in the country. Him and I spent some time together in off season, and we understand the change, and he does about what recruiting is now compared to when he was the number one linebacker. I'd love to see it, and plus he's my friend. He's a Hayward, California guy. He's one of my best friends in the world, but. If it's not him, I'd love to see Eric Bieniemy get a shot. Southern California, knows recruiting, has been turned down in the NFL for a while. Jump out in front of this quickly and secure him. He'd be one. I like PJ Fleck's energy. I like Hugh Freeze's. I know there's a little baggage, but maybe the risk is worth the reward. What he's done to build a program. James Franklin's an obvious name. Ray, have to be a sexy, see that guy over there? Yeah, remember when he won national titles? We creep back in. Now, maybe he can do it. If it's Bob Stoops, fine. But for me, I need a guy. I'll take Joe Brady. I want to interview him. I've seen how he's changed programs. He's youthful. He's got some youth in him, but been around Sean Payton for a while. He understands what it took at LSU to get those recruits. So I need that. I honestly, Ray, I wish I had an answer. I have zero idea who it's going to be. It could be Luke Fickell, because our AD, that's who he signed at Cincinnati. It's got to be somebody who understands big-time football, can keep recruits at home, but also understands where we are in the landscape of 2021. I'd love it to be Jack Del Rio. That's my guy. But, you know, they're going to interview a lot of them. But it will be more than likely a guy that wasn't a Trojan. Pete Carroll wasn't a Trojan, turned it around. I don't know, and I don't believe it'll be somebody that has to be a family member. I don't buy into that anymore. I don't think that has to happen, although I'd love it for Jack's case.
I'll tell you, it won't be Luke Fickell after my Hoosiers beat the Bearcats this weekend, baby.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sean. It's always a pleasure, man. Continue crushing it. The show that you and Lowe did on Monday night, fantastic. It's great to have you part of the family.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.